To run a growing business is to be on a journey. And along the ride, you'll have many questions, challenges, and a few surprises. But wherever you are on your journey, your Dell Technologies advisor is here for you with the right tech solutions so you can stop at nothing for your customers.
This podcast is brought to you by Money Control in association with Dell Technologies. Contact a Dell Technologies advisor today at www.dell.co.in/work or call 1-800-425-4001. That was a throwback to life as we knew it in early 2020.
All right. Am I audible to everyone?
So I think hume apne product mein minor modifications karne padenge.
Please stay on the line. We will be with you shortly.
This is 2021. The pandemic has ushered in changes in businesses that would otherwise have taken years to bring about. According to a McKinsey Global survey, companies have accelerated the digitization of their customer and supply chain interactions and of their internal operations by 3 to 4 years. And the share of digital or digitally enabled products in their portfolios has accelerated by a massive 7 years. This special podcast series, Small, Beautiful and Strong, brought to you by Money Control in association with Dell Technologies, will dive deep into the pandemic's impact on India's small and medium businesses and how they have reorganized and adapted to the changed conditions through technological innovation and other improvements. In this episode, Business Not As Usual, we examine the path for small businesses to the so-called new normal, powered by the engines of technology and digitization.
Pandemic has exacerbated this need tremendously because people were down, you know, when they were working only limited number of people. Their buyers have been down. Their supply chains have been hit. And many a times the products that they were manufacturing, they could not supply because retail was closed. You would know that, you know, for almost 50% of MSMEs, their retail outlets are the retailers, the kirana shops. So if they are closed, actually they can't produce anything. So what they have done is that, you know, large number of people, for example, who were working in chemicals or in other areas, suddenly they started manufacturing products that are needed during the pandemic. Whether it is the controllers for the oxygen pump or plastic-related products or kits, whatever. And then many of them, you can say, expanded themselves into simple products like sanitizers. So, which is nothing but, you know, just mixing of two or three chemicals. So, you buy bulk and, you know, pack them in smaller bottles and sell. So, I mean, they innovate to survive. They have no other option.
That was Anil Bharadwaj, Secretary General, Federation of Indian Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, encapsulating how SMBs in India have quickly digitized their operations, strategies and practices with appropriate technologies to adjust to new conditions. Our report suggests that SMBs have been quick to acknowledge the critical role of technology to transition to the new normal. Among other things, fast-tracked adoption to newer technologies have resulted in significant cost and time efficiencies, enhanced productivity, and, most importantly, far wider access to customers. This is bound to reflect in stronger bottom lines sooner rather than later as digitization speeds up processes across functions from finance to customer outreach. This is what Mukesh Mohan, President, Chamber of Indian Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, said.
Most of these MSMEs who are intelligent have tried to, I'll always quote that, you know, it's blessings in the disguise. So many of the MSMEs have converted themselves into a digital mode. They try to adopt the technology in a better way. And we have seen that perhaps the GST is the key indicator of the growth or the businesses of our country. And we have seen the GST collection was to the new height.
The role of small businesses in India's economy can never be overemphasized. Approximately 60 million MSMEs employ a workforce well over 110 million and contribute to about 30% of India's GDP. For small businesses, as for other sectors, the pandemic acted as a catalyst for modernization, resulting in accelerated business transition and spurring businesses to look at any means necessary to adapt and innovate to grow. Different businesses needed different solutions. Disposing of existing stock, planning their re-entry into what will be a very changed market, skills had to be targeted to different markets, some making functional products of everyday use, others creating one-of-a-kind pieces for high-end buyers. Here is what Anil Bharadwaj told us.
Digital has been a major change in this period. People have adapted to a very large extent to operate businesses from distance, and they are using digital means and tools to connect themselves, to manage their businesses from different places, coordinating teams, etc.
Bharadwaj's sentiments found echo in many of his peers. A survey conducted by rating agency CRISIL in December 2020 found that adoption of digital means for sales helped a majority of small businesses ride through the pandemic. In March 2020, about 29% of the micro and small enterprises surveyed were using digital sales channels such as online aggregators or marketplaces, social media, and mobile marketing. This shot up to 53% among small enterprises and 47% among micro enterprises as of November, mirroring the giant leaps in the technology adoption that India's small businesses have taken. These give a peek into the emerging times where digital and technology is increasingly assuming a bigger central role for organizations. In today's world of always-on business, a robust tech strategy is a must to boost collaboration, reach new growth markets, and achieve cost efficiencies. To run a growing business is to be on a journey. Every day is different and things are always changing. Dell Technologies advisors are able to produce guidance and tailored solutions by real people who understand business challenges and are here to help. There has been an increased focus towards building a resilient operating model. How far are businesses from restoring normal business levels? Here is what Arvind Sharma, partner Shardul Amarchand Mangaldas and Company, had to say.
It is basically the driver for entrepreneurship, growth and employment in the country. Now, this sector, when it was jolted by the pandemic last year in March, you know, there was suddenly, people never thought that, you know, we could go in lockdown for 1.5-2 months. And the immediate concern which came up was how will our businesses continue? Because, you know, in the thumbnail in these small businesses, that if you don't have the circulation of capital and revenue, then, you know, things come to a very abrupt standstill. You know, what is more important is how to do business, because you have disrupted the manner in which the most relevant part of your economy was operating. People were not used to, you know, working from home. People were there, out there all the time doing the businesses on the ground. But I think they have adopted well. MSMEs have been supported strongly by the tech sector, which also importantly constitutes several innovative MSMEs, and they have adopted well. Today, when you look around and speak to people, they feel, you know, that technology is quite an enabler and it can actually be effectively used to run businesses at lower costs and models. Certain innovations like connectivity came in at the relevant time. There has been endless innovation and extensive use of artificial intelligence, and the kind of entrepreneurship and innovation which has been bought into making impossible things possible for all economic segments, particularly MSMEs, as jolted as they were expected to be.
Hopes have again sprung anew among MSMEs about an early revival. Employees are returning to work, purchase inquiries of goods are trickling in, and unsold stocks are beginning to move out of warehouses. The goal now is to accelerate this and sustain the pace at high levels.
Press 1 to enter the conference. Please announce yourself.
This podcast was brought to you by Money Control in association with Dell Technologies. Contact a Dell Technologies advisor today at www.dell.co.in/work or call 1-800-425-4001.
To run a growing business is to be on a journey. And along the ride, you'll have many questions, challenges, and a few surprises. But wherever you are on your journey, your Dell Technologies advisor is here for you with the right tech solutions so you can stop at nothing for your customers.